Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Tom Meredith.
Thanks for joining us here on this Saturday morning, Galesburg Live. We are talking with the boys' head track and field coach at Galesburg High School, Craig Hillier. Their season underway that had a couple of big indoor meets, including one last night. Their own invitational at Knox College. Won't be long until the outdoor season gets underway. And Craig, we've been talking a little bit before the break about growing up and running in high school and you being a Knoxville guy. And one of the other things that actually is even more amazing about the program Knoxville had was prior to the current facility, which is really, really nice, you had a rectangular track. So you actually, you didn't turn, you turned a corner.
Yes.
And that makes it even more amazing that they were always so successful.
Yeah, you got to give it to the old school track guys, especially at Knoxville. I think about the last meet they ran there was in 91. You can still see parts of it over there, but in the 200, we ran the straightaway first, and it was whoever made it to the corner first, you win, because you were turning on a dime down there. And, you know, I even remember the hurdles we had were – like super heavy, and they were the flip hurdles. It was either this height or that height, and just totally different than it is today.
Yeah, you caught your knee on one of those, you knew it.
Yeah, you were going to be picking some cinders out of your legs for a while.
Yeah, I did seventh. Did I run them in eighth grade? I think I gave it up after seventh grade because I hit my knee on them enough. It's like, okay, I'm done with this.
Yeah, it doesn't take too many wipeouts on those for kids to change their mind about what they want to do.
But then the other thing was with the high jump and pole vault, the guys that, you know, one, landing on nets filled with foam, and then the crossbar was a metal triangle. And again, why I gave up high jump after my freshman year, because when I would miss, I'd usually miss with my shoulder going up, and I'd land with that thing right in the middle of my back. Or you miss the mats. You have to move the mats around. So the technology's come a little ways since then, too.
Those things were awesome. I remember telling the kid, I said, you guys don't know how bad it was. I said, we used to have a metal bar that was triangular shaped. It would be all wavy and busted up. And and that hurt. You just cringed every time you landed on that thing. Yeah. You didn't want to miss.
Well, then, like you said, it had those little curves in it, so you would get it. Okay, flip it over so I jump over the lower part there.
Yeah.
It's not really 5 foot. It's about 4'8" in that section there.
Exactly.
Well, the other thing you mentioned, the cinders as well. I still remember when my son was in sixth grade, first meet, they ran out at Rova. I said, oh, you're going to be running on cinders. Don't fall. And he's like, what's cinders? Like, well, you'll find out. Just don't fall.
There's
a product out there called Cinder Suds that will clean it out if you do.
Yeah, because the one thing that I always liked about it, though, was that, you know, my dad always seemed to think that it was great to train on, not great to race on, but great to train on and helped a little bit with injury prevention. I still kind of believe that in those things. And, you know, if you can run fast on that thing, you can run fast anywhere.
Well, yeah, and for me, I completely agree, because especially doing the jumps, the long and triple jump, early, like freshman and sophomore year, most places where some there were grass runways, some it was cinders for that, and it wasn't bad. But then it changed to asphalt, and that's not good on your knees, especially in the triple jump before you had the all-weather, the rubberized tracks. I mean, they basically, we'd run once a year at Galesburg in the Knox County meet, but otherwise, we were on asphalt a lot for the jumps.
It's hard to – I mean, now that we have the new facility and that stuff, which is outstanding, you know, Van Dyke Field, how it used to be, I mean, that was kind of – at that time period, that was a great track, and – you know, people ran fast on it, and, you know, it was a place to go.
Yep. Craig Hillier, Galesburg High School boys head track and field coach, joining us. Let's talk a little bit of, first off, about the Steve Kaufman Memorial Invitational you held last night at Knox College, the big indoor meet. I guess your second indoor meet of the season, right?
Yeah.
You were up at Rockford a couple of weeks ago, and that one, big invitational. Talk a little bit about your team and the expectations going in, and kind of how you fared.
Let's talk about the meet a little bit. Last night went very well for us. I think some kids are starting to kind of get their footing. I think having the Rockford meet early and getting their feet wet a little bit, you could tell we were a little more relaxed and confident going into the meet. You know, probably our our performer of the night was Paul Cabrera. You know, we, that team aspect of things, like we talked about, is kind of where, you know, somebody that provides a spark and that gets the team going. And he was that last night, just ran an outstanding leg on the 4x2, coming back and helping us win that last night. And that kind of set the tone. And then he came back and, won the 200 last night too. So, you know, in his hurdle race, earlier in the evening, you know, there's some of the top hurdlers in the state were here in Galesburg last night, about two or three of them. And he held his own right in there. And that speaks to Paul. And, you know, Paul's been a kind of one of those guys who's all about track. You know, did some summer stuff for us, went to national meet a couple years ago, and, you know, just a hard worker. And, you know, I think the guys that came ahead of him had a lot of influence in that. And, you know, he's kind of always been the odd guy out on relays, you know, and was never quite quick enough. But, you know, I think this is his year.
Well, you talked about having a younger team this year. It's nice that now he's a young man that stepped up as he's the veteran and, mm-hmm. you know, kind of brings them together.
Yeah, and Paul brings a lot of state experience. Paul's actually went down to the state meet, I believe, all three of his first 3 years, you know, and he's went as an alternate and always conducted himself in a professional manner, and I think is a big part of our success of realizing, even though I'm going down there as an alternate, you know, coach may put me in there, and it happens. And he's always done that and been an example for our other young men out there, and done a nice job with that.
You mentioned an event which I had never seen until watching a meet on TV earlier, an indoor meet, and I always thought they needed to do it. 4x2 indoors. Is that new, or have you been doing that for a few years?
High school has been doing it for a while. When you get to the college level, not so much. I mean, it's really, exchanges are, there's bodies flying everywhere. I mean, indoors, it's pretty common to see somebody go down in that, on those exchanges and those things. I think we had not on Galesburg, but there were a couple people that went down last night in that, I think, in the girls' race. But, yeah, that's something we do have done indoors and competed with that several years.
So it's kind of like the outdoor 4x4. You're in your lanes. Yes. The first runner's in their lanes, and then, mm-hmm. then you cut over, and, oh, wow.
Yeah, the second guy cuts, and then it's free-for-all on that third and fourth one. And, you know, when you're looking at, you know, most tracks indoors are six lanes and they're a little narrower. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, there's some big bodies flying around in there, and stuff happens. You get tangled up.
Talk about some of the other performances last night. Are most of the kids kind of where you expect them to be or want them to be, or some are maybe a little ahead of where you expected?
Yeah, I thought we made a lot of progress from our first meet to our second meet. Very pleased with our jumping crew. We didn't think we would have a lot of depth there this year. We have Kobe Ramirez returning, and he's still in basketball, who was over a 20-foot jumper. But we've had some nice surprises. Seth Anderson is a newcomer for us that came to us from tennis. He's a senior. His first two meets, he's jumped over 20 feet, and he's never long jumped. He's also triple jumping, which not something easy to pick up at full speed coming down a runway, and he's jumped over 40 feet already, and has provided a big boost for us. And we've just got Lester Spinks back healthy, and he'll be a big part of what we do in the jumps as well this year.
You know, that's pretty amazing, like you said, with Seth Anderson, that not having ever done it before. And, I mean, part of it goes to show how good of an athlete he is. But the mm-hmm. other part, when you got a coach like Craig Luptak that is working with the kids. And, I've learned so much just listening and getting mm-hmm. Tim coaching the kids at meets and getting a chance to talk with them a little bit more than I ever knew about doing the jumps. I wish I would have known mm-hmm. in high school. And he does a great job.
Yes, Craig's been with the track program for, I think, involved in some way, shape, or form for over 20 years. You know, Craig is somebody who I totally trust. He does a lot with our strength program and those things, which I think has paid huge dividends for us. You know, and he's a coach that, as a head coach, I can say you're the assistant coach. I know he's going to get it done, get the job done. I've always put my trust in him, and we've been very blessed with that. I'm the three of us, Coach Leptak and Coach Gross and myself. We've been together a little while, and I think, you know, being able to trust each other and disagree with each other at times is, you know, we've had some conversations that are very difficult when it comes to athletes sometimes, but, I think we've always decided in the best interest of the athletes, and sometimes that's a hard and difficult decision for them to understand. But, you know, I trust those coaches with everything we do, and I know we wouldn't be as successful without them. I can't do it without them.
Craig Hillier's the head track and field coach, Galesburg High School, for the boys team. We'll come back. We'll talk more about the coaching staff and last night's meet and what's upcoming for the Streaks. It is 7:45. This is Galesburg Live.